The hidden dangers of Tylenol and other similar drugs. Some call the drug's active ingredient, acetaminophen, the deadliest over-the-counter pain reliever on the U.S. market. Between 2001 and 2010, 1,500 Americans died after accidentally taking too much of it. But a new comprehensive report by ProPublica says the risks of acetaminophen are still being overlooked by members of the public and health officials.
Joining us live to talk about it is a senior reporter for ProPublica, T. Christian Miller. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How dangerous is Tylenol or acetaminophen?
Well, here's what makes acetaminophen unique, is that amongst the over-the-counter pain relievers, it has what the FDA calls a narrow margin of error. That means that the difference between what can help you and what can actually cause you harm is pretty small, not that many pills over the recommended dose, and you could be in some trouble.
So how does that compare to other pain relievers like Advil?
Well, a lot of those have much wider, so you could take much a larger quantity of an ibuprofen or an Advil than you could of a Tylenol or an acetaminophen, and you wouldn't expect to see danger until you'd taken a lot more of it. And that's what makes it sort of unique, is it has this really thin margin where when you take it like you're supposed to, it's pretty safe and everyone says it's safe. But if you go over by as little as a couple of pills or that much, you can get in trouble.
So it could be, depending on your situation, a couple of pills that does it. What kind of damage are you talking about and how many people have effectively overdosed?
Right. So the damage that acetaminophen or Tylenol causes is it can cause liver damage if you take too much of it, and that in turn can cause death. You can actually die from having your liver failure, and if you don't get a liver transplant, you'll die. That's what kind of makes it unique, too, amongst other medications, is you can get to that point so quickly, a fatality rather than a common side effect like a stomach problem. Taking too much, it really depends on the person, but as long as you take 4 grams per day or 8 extra-strength pills a day, and less, that's what the FDA recommends as being a safe level.
It seems that health officials, doctors, researchers knew the dangers involved going back decades. Why hasn't anything been done about it over the past 30, 40 years?
Yeah, here's what really interests me the most about this story, really, in many ways, is that the FDA has had this matter before them about what's safe. You know, how much Tylenol or how much acetaminophen are you supposed to take? They've had that in front of them since the 70s, and they still haven't made a final decision on just those kind of questions. How much did you take a day? What's dangerous? What's not dangerous? And the FDA told us that they had small staff and were overworked, but still, for 30 years, that's an awfully long time to be regulating one of the most popular painkillers in America.
So what is on the plate now for the FDA regarding acetaminophen?
So they had a decision they were supposed to make for kids' safety with acetaminophen products, and they missed that deadline in August. Coming up in December, there's another deadline they can miss. But in point of fact, there's no hard fixed time that they have to actually deliver on these new safety rules. So the FDA, I might be talking this time next year, and I still won't have made a decision.
In our final 20 seconds, Tylenol, of course, is the most well-known brand of acetaminophen. What is it saying about all this reporting that you've done?
They're saying, just as they've always said, which is you take the recommended limit, it's a safe drug. And Tylenol themselves will acknowledge, and McNeil will acknowledge, that if you take more than that, you can risk liver damage. So that's what they've said, but certainly we have no reason to disagree with that.
Before we go, one question about drinking and taking Tylenol. Can you address that?
Yeah, so doctors recommend definitely don't drink and take Tylenol at the same time. There's a label on the warning on the box specifically about acetaminophen products and Tylenol products. So it's not a good idea to mix drinking and taking acetaminophen.
Quite a report. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
T. Christian Miller is senior reporter for ProPublica.